Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're on with Lori Rinaldi, Residential Mortgage Loan Officer at Associated Bank. Lori, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I want to focus on the Federal Reserve rate cut. I know that's probably created a little bit of business for you over the last week, and it's caused people to start refinancing and get mortgages and maybe buy homes. But let's talk a little bit first about rate cut and the immediate impact that we're going to see, and focus a little bit there on mortgages and refinances.
Sure. Well, yes, it was an exciting week in, I think, in our economy as a whole. The Fed cut interest rates last Wednesday for the first time in, 4 years. So I think that it certainly created a buzz. A couple of things I want to point out. One, the Fed fund rate is set by our central bank. So that's the interest rate that banks borrow and lend to one another overnight. It's not necessarily the rate that consumers are going to pay. It doesn't mean that if the Fed cuts rates by a quarter or a half a point, that it means that the mortgage rates are going to be directly correlated to a quarter or half a point cut. However, what that does do is signal that our economy is moving kind of back in the right direction. And we did see mortgage rates come down. I think that we've seen them come down over the last month or two in anticipation of the Fed cutting rates this month. And I think that we're hopefully going to continue to see things move in that direction. And I think that it certainly should spark a conversation on where your mortgage is at and if it is a good time to refinance. Definitely getting a lot of calls to say, hey, should I look at refinancing right now? Should we wait? And I think just engaging, thinking about it is a really good step at this point.
Yeah, and I want to get into that a little bit more deeply in a minute, but I want to ask you just back to the timing of all of this. I know that the markets sort of, and I know we overuse this term, but they bake in an interest rate cut. They've been preparing for this for a while. And so we have seen mortgage rates drop, and the Mortgage Bankers Association says refinances, I think, were up 20% last week, so people are moving. But talk to us a little bit about where mortgage rates are and where they might be headed in the next, couple of months toward the end of the year.
Sure. I think I read something that rates are down maybe over a basis point year over year. And I think that is true. Clients that, bought a house or even built a house, refinanced a house in the last couple of years, I certainly think that there should be an opportunity for some cost savings on their mortgage. It's maybe low sixes at this point. So, if you bought a house and your rate is in the high sixes, low sevens, even high sevens, we were up at, around 8% at some point, definitely should be a good time to take a look at this. I think we'll see rates hopefully get down to the mid fives, maybe even low fives here at some point. And so I think that over time, it's going to create more and more demand, for folks to look at refinancing. And, to answer your question, none of us really have a crystal ball, right? But I think that's what we're seeing the projection at this point, is that the inflation numbers are going to continue to cool. And at the end of the day, that's really what mortgage rates are tied to. Yeah. The inflation numbers and the 10-year treasury. And I think that as we continue to see these numbers calm down, from what we've seen over the last few years, that we'll continue to see a drop in mortgage rates and hopefully stabilize there somewhere with a 5 handle on it.
Okay. So, Lori, let's talk then about timing. You mentioned some people may have rates, a mortgage rate as high as 8. Probably in the 7s or high 6s. When do we know, or when is a good time to, pull the cord on refinancing, and or when is it time to get into the housing market and go and apply for a mortgage if you've been waiting for lower rates?
Sure. It really depends on, so many factors, but it's not a one-size-fits-all approach for sure. I think that a good rule of thumb is, you know, if your rate is, if you can get a rate maybe a half a point lower than where you're at right now, definitely worth a conversation. You know, and certainly as we see rates get down to a full basis point or more, that should be a really good time to take a look at refinancing. You know, in terms of when should you enter into the housing market if you're looking to purchase a new home, I mean, again, it's one of those things where, you know, if the a quarter point or a half a point is going to be the, you know, tipping point on whether or not you can buy a house, you know, I think we need to have, you know, broader conversations surrounding that. But I think that it is certain these mortgage rates coming down have certainly increased affordability for a lot of folks. So if you, you know, got fatigued over the last couple of years because the housing prices kept going up and mortgage rates kept going up and it you know, really threw you onto the sidelines, I think it's a good time. Let's talk. You know, let's see how a half a point, how a full percentage point over the last year has changed your home buying power and how that might be able to get you back in the game.
Lori, it's not just the appealing lower interest rate number when you make a decision on getting a mortgage or especially refinancing, is it? It's also, with the refinance, it's the cost related to that. So I guess the question also is, can I afford those associated costs?
Sure. I mean, there are a few different approaches that you can take when you're refinancing a mortgage. You know, there are ways to, you know, limit the amount of closing costs you're paying. You know, different lenders offer different strategies around that. There, you know, is a way to roll those closing costs into the loan. I think that, again, I hate to keep saying, like, you know, meet with your loan officer or advisor and really look at this, but it really isn't a one-size-fits-all type of thing. We have to sit down and look to see, okay, if you refinance your mortgage today, What's your rate now? What's your payment? What's your new rate going to be? What does that payment look like? What are the closing costs? And you kind of do some math to figure out what that break even looks like. And, you know, figure out one, you know, how much longer are you going to be in the house? How far are you into your repayment schedule? And working with an experienced mortgage professional like myself, I can sit down and run those different scenarios with you and show you in black and white what the benefit is. And we can talk about, do we do it now? Do we wait? You know, those types of things.
This might be an odd question, but it's probably one you get from time to time. How often can you refinance? So let's say you want to do it now and take advantage of a little bit of savings, and then in 6 months, the numbers are even lower. How many times is too many times to refinance in the course of a year or 2 years?
I mean, there really isn't a hard, fast rule surrounding that. I would say, you know, generally you're not going to want to refinance, and you know, until maybe every 6 months has passed. But even then, we really need to sit down and look at that math, because if you just paid $2,000 to refinance your loan and the cost savings was, you know, let's call it $100 a month, then that's going to take you 20 months to break even on those costs that you just paid to realize that monthly savings. So if you were to refinance again in 6 months, it might not make sense. It really depends on, you know, how much have rates decreased and some of those other factors that we just discussed.
I was one of those lucky people to get a mortgage back in the day when it was, I think, 2.9 or 2.8%. And I know people, when I tell people that, they're like, yeah, do you think we'll ever get back there? And I don't know the answer to that question. Do you think we'll ever see rates go that low again?
I really don't. I don't think we're going to see 3% rates again, probably in our lifetime. But I think that we will get into the fives. I think that, you know, it'd be great if we saw something in the high fours. And at the end of the day, anything that's bringing the rates down right now to something that's, you know, deemed more affordable for most folks is what we're looking for. And, you know, I have so many conversations with clients that, you know, they have, you know, let's say 3%, right? 3% mortgage rate. And they're so tied to that, you know, 3% rate that they never want to lose it. And it's, you know, sometimes it's not even the best thing to stay in that rate if you are looking to, you know, maybe do a large home improvement in addition. Let's just say you've, you know, maybe racked up some other higher interest credit card debt or other loans that have, you know, rates in the double digits. It, so many times I sit down with clients and we do, you know, what's called a blended rate calculator. And, you know, maybe they have a $200,000-$300,000 mortgage balance at 3%, and they want to do, you know, a $200,000 home improvement project, or they want to consolidate a bunch of stuff. And with some of these other rates being at, you know, 10, 11, 12%, we sit down and we're like, hey, your blended rate on this would actually be lower if you refinanced your mortgage. And we just consolidated and paid off some of this other debt, or if we ran a home improvement project through your mortgage. So I think that for most folks at 3%, if they're not looking to, you know, make any moves or do any major projects, like, great, they're going to probably ride that mortgage out until, you know, the home is sold or it's paid off. But it really isn't a one size fits all approach. And I know I've said that a couple times here in this call, but I think it's really good for consumers to hear that it really is worth having a conversation and us looking at the overall financial picture before we make a decision on whether or not to stay in the current loan.
Yeah, there are folks in the housing industry, people who are buying and selling homes, who look at the latest home sales numbers in August down, and this month so far down. Are we expecting lower mortgage rates to maybe drive some of those numbers up before the end of the year, or what's the housing market look like?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think that, you know, we were just talking about affordability, and I think that mortgage rates coming down is going to increase affordability, and it's going to get more of these sideliners back into the market. And I think what we're going to see is this, you know, every year we have this kind of cyclical market, right? We have our typical spring home buying season that, you know, really gets us, you know, riding high through the summer, and then fall and winter months typically start to slow down as, you know, folks are settled into the school year, et cetera, et cetera. But with these types of moves with interest rates, I think what's going to happen is we're going to see, you know, some surges going into the end of the year with folks looking to buy before the spring home buying season and things really turn into a major feeding frenzy. Because, you know, if you look at, you know, as more and more supply comes onto the market, it's going to create more demand. And I think that it's going to continue to hike housing prices up. And I would much rather get maybe a better value for a house and buy it at a lower price and maybe pay a little bit higher interest rate, you know, instead of waiting for rates to continue to come down. Because like we've talked about here, you can always refinance your mortgage and take advantage of a lower rate. But what you pay for that house is what you pay for the house. You know, and there's still a lot of really good appreciation in the housing market right now, which I think is significant for wealth accumulation. So if you look at, let's just say you buy a house for $500,000 and you put 5% down, you know, $25,000, if that housing appreciation continues to trend at 3%, 4%, 5% year over year, that's another $25,000 that you just accumulated in the value of your home. So I think that by not acting and pulling the trigger on the home purchase, you know, the missed appreciation is going to dwarf any interest savings, you know, that you would have realized waiting for the rates to come down.
Lori, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Sure. You can give me a call. My phone number is 312-544-4592. Or shoot me an email at Lori, L-O-R-I dot Rinaldi, R-I-N-A-L-D-I at associatedbanks.com.
All right, Lori, we'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Thanks.